Hey, Pastor David Amson here. So glad that you tuned in to our social media in order to find out what we talked about in the previous Sunday at church. Man, I have some disappointing news for you. I can only give you a recap. Currently, we're at a series called At the Movies, and we can broadcast it live as well as show it live here in the auditorium, but we can't post-produce it for you to watch at a later time. But I feel like God gave us some really good nuggets that everyone struggles with. So I wanted to make sure to pass along those truths for you. So the movie we watched was Wonder. If you haven't seen it, feel free to pause now. Go watch it and come back. But I promise you my sermon will be a lot shorter than that. So in the movie Wonder, we see a guy named Augie who's had multiple surgeries just so he could see, hear, and actually move about his world. But his scars were external, and everywhere he walked, people looked at him. Well, wouldn't you be surprised that people judged him? People questioned him. At one point, there was a bunch of kids in his school that said, if you touch him, you get the plague. Don't know how that works. I'm pretty sure they're incorrect. But, of course, kids, one of the ways Augie said it is, parents do a better job hiding their reaction when they see him. But we watched Augie with these external scars, and the reality of it is all of us have scars. Most of us hide them a lot better. Why? Because they're internal. And these internal scars that we have, we cover them in a lot of ways. We cover them by giving a bigger, better, faster car. We cover them by being the best sports person we know of, or collecting toys, or being, some people even, dad of the year. They go overboard, but it's because they're trying to mask something that they don't have on the inside. But here's a great scripture out of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 4. It said, your beauty, the way people view you, it should not come from outward adornment or elaborate hairstyles or wearing a gold jewelry or fine clothes. Actually, here's where God says your beauty should come from. It should come from your inner self, an unfading beauty of gentle and quiet spirit, which, by the way, is the greatest worth in God's sight. God's not looking at the external you to see if you have beauty. He's looking at the internal you and how your soul is doing. But you know what happens is we think if we one day get to a point in life, we can achieve the happiness or the worth or desire that we have, and we will finally become who we've always wanted to become. I say it this way. It's the if I, when I syndrome. If I achieve this, if I get that, if I get this position, if I get this spouse, when I retire, when I get out of high school, when I. We always live for a future day versus living in the present moment. And when we do that, you will actually never achieve happiness because you never learned how to be happy in the moment that you were living in. You never understood what beauty was in the solitude of the life that you currently had. And we don't know how to live there because we in our own strength can't find joy, so we always put the joy off for a later day. But Isaiah 41:10 says this, don't fear, I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you in the righteousness of my hand. And so God in this place says, hey, the moment that you're currently living in, stop chasing for some future that you don't have yet. But in this moment, let me strengthen you. Let me encourage you. Let me give you the strength that you need in order to find the life that I'm calling you to. So I need to tell you a little bit of story about Augie here in the movie Wonder. So Augie came into a classroom, and one of his best friends didn't know it was him because he had a mask on. And everyone around said, man, why do you hang out with that kid? And he lied, really. He said, you know, I was asked to, and now he just follows me around. And so Augie, the main character of Wonder, ended up finding out that other people had scars. But the problem was he found out they had scars at his expense. So what do you do when someone else's scar is revealed at your expense? Well, I would hope that you would have grace for them. And why do I say I hope that you have grace for them? Well, because you want grace to live in your scars. You want grace to kind of discover who you are and why you believe what you believe. Because after all, what you believe is demonstrated in your actions. So your actions actually end up defining who you are as a person. So if we say it backwards, who you are as a person is defined by your actions. Your actions are defined by your beliefs. Your beliefs are built on the scars of your life. And by the way, all scars aren't bad scars. I know some people that have had really bad accidents, and guess what? They have some wicked scars, and it wasn't for a good reason. But I have other friends that have had reconstructive surgery, and in that reconstructive surgery, guess what? Their knee is better, their elbow's better, their shoulder's feeling great. Oh yeah, by the way, they have a scar from it. So not all scars are destructive. Some scars actually are very constructive. But no matter where your scar come from, your life is being dictated by that. This is your beliefs. Out of your beliefs flow your actions, but your life's actions are going to dictate the monuments, the future. Well, actually, at your eulogy, what people will say about you. So how do we make sure to have the actions that we need to have? I'd say Psalms 139:14 is a very good scripture. It says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know this full well, or maybe a different way to say it is this. I know at the core of who I am in my soul that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So if my face is disfigured, if my body has a flaw, that people can see that scar, guess what? That doesn't define who I am. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by the God of the universe. But on the inside of you, if you're wrestling with who you are, what the future has for you, if there's pain as you look towards what tomorrow might bring, I would say, is it well with your soul? And if not, you may need to take time and say, God, I believe that you made me in your image. I believe that I am fearfully and wonderfully created, not on accident, but on purpose. And in this, God, can I find rest with who I am? Because if we continue to wrestle with who you are, your actions could be destructive. Your actions go above and beyond what they need to. Your actions will end up being the monuments people know you by. But if we can have a belief system deep down that the scars that we had aren't the ones that define us and we find our peace with God, guess what? Our actions begin to change for the world around us. And Philippians 1 says this, be confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Here's another way to say it. I'm going to point right at you. God's not done with you. He's not done working in your circumstances. He's not done working on your life. He's not done working on your scars, your behaviors, or your actions. And I'm going to say this, be confident that he will complete his good work. And when you're confident in that, it becomes well with your soul. And the future that you have is exciting, but you find how to live in the moment that you currently exist in. So I just say this prayer over you right now. God, for any person who is wrestling with who they are, let them come to terms with you created them fearfully and wonderfully made. But let them find peace in you, because when they find peace in you, they find rest in the moment. When they find rest in the moment, they can see you living out through their scars. So every person that is hearing this or watching this, may they find rest today. And may the scars that they have that are full of pain not be the scars that define them from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you so much for taking a couple minutes and tuning into our social media. If you have the ability, make sure to reach out to us. We'd love to know more about who you are. If this encouraged you, feel free to share it, comment, give us a thumbs up. But whatever the case may be, I'll tell you this now. I look forward to meeting you face to face one day. God bless.